When you can prepare and anticipate, a recession or a shifting economy can really be a time for you to thrive, to get ahead, to really make a dent in the future that you want in a way that most people don't imagine.
A boss babe is unapologetically ambitious and paves the way for herself and other women to rise,
keep going, and fighting on.
She is on a mission to be her best self in all areas.
It's just believing in yourself.
Confidently stepping outside her comfort zone to create her own version of success.
Welcome to the Boss Babe Podcast, the place where we share with you the real behind the scenes of building successful businesses, achieving peak performance, and learning how to balance it all. We are here to help prepare you and give you advice. We have always been no fluff, no BS, and nothing is changing with that anytime soon. That is why I want you guys to get ahead of it. The economy is changing. We need to be preparing. We need to be understanding. We need to be pivoting our messaging, all of these things. And you know what? That can be scary unless we choose not for it to be. And what I mean by that is actually working on your inner mind is one of the best things that you can do. And you are going to absolutely love this podcast episode with Dean Graziosi. He jumps in and we dive straight into it. He's been on the podcast before. He is a multi-millionaire. He has business partners with Tony Robbins. He has a wealth of knowledge. And if you are listening to this, either wanting to start a business or you have a business and you're like, how am I going to get through this economic downturn that's potentially coming up, we've got you. We talk about it all, things that you can do to safeguard your business and really make sure you are one step ahead and prepared for the future. So grab your notepad and pen. It's actually a really short podcast episode. We wanted to keep it straight into the point and dive right in. Dean, welcome back to the Boss Babe Podcast. It's always such a pleasure to have you on here.
It's so good to be here.
I absolutely love interviewing you. Last time we did it in Miami, the time before, I think we did it in Puerto Rico, and you always, always deliver. And I wanted to invite you back on the podcast because, I mean, I should probably be careful what I say here, but Dean, you're a little bit older than me, a bit wiser, and you've been through a recession before. I know. I was like, how do I diplomatically say this?
A couple.
Just a couple of years older. But it's a really interesting time for me in business, actually, because in 2008, I was actually in college. I graduated in 2010 when the economy was really recovering. But right now, we kind of find ourselves in shaky territory when it comes into the economy. Like, we're not actually in a labeled recession right now, but we're definitely walking that line. And so I wanted to invite you on to really talk about how you believe that entrepreneurs should really be preparing their businesses for this next economic era.
Yeah, really great question. Bring on the old guy to see if we can get some wisdom. No, just kidding. I love the, you know what? First off, it's always great being with you. And I love the fact that we get to see each other out here with our families a couple times a year and really get to know each other. And this is really an important time. And I think, listen, if you're listening right now or you are listening, I know you have lots of other options. There's a million things you could be doing, but I think this is really important. And I want you to hear these words. It is way better to anticipate and prepare than it is to react. And if you haven't been in business or haven't started a business, when an economic shift comes, it is different than anything you can imagine. And it doesn't mean you have to make it worse than it is. And it doesn't mean you're going to make it better than it is. But it's really smart to see it as it is. And if Winston Churchill said, I love his saying, if for those that don't study history, it's bound to repeat itself. So I would rather to spend a little time here today to help prepare and anticipate, because when you can prepare and anticipate, a recession or a shifting economy can really be a time for you to thrive, to get ahead, to really make a dent in the future that you want in a way that most people don't imagine. So here's what I'd love to share. When an economic winter, a recession, whatever you want to call it, happens, the first thing I would say is you must protect the inner game. You know, we have an inner game and an outer game. There should be shifts you make in your business. There should be shifts in your marketing. If you're launching a business, you need to launch it in a different way. You need your messaging to be different. You have to enter different conversations. Everyone's having a different conversation at their dinner table today than they did just 9 weeks ago. Think about it. You're having different conversation when you talk to your mom, or you talk to your boyfriend, or you talk to your husband, or you talk to a friend, or you go have coffee. It is different. And if your marketing isn't shifting, the outside world, then you're already being left behind. all of those things. I'd love to share some of those today, but I want to talk a little bit about the inner game, because when I was 30 years old, I would have never thought about the inner game. I would have just worked harder. I would have been stressed more. I would have said, I'm a bulldog. I'll fight through it. But what's the inner game? And here's what I'd say. We just went through over 2 years of COVID, right? To mask or not mask, to vaccinate or not vaccinate. We have the most polarizing media that I've seen in my 53 years on this planet, of pushing us that we're supposedly so different than each other, when I believe most of us have way more in common than we do apart. So we go through 2 years of separation, 2 years of angst, 2 years of uncertainty, and it leads us right into 41-year high inflation. A recession is inevitable, and a shift in the economy. So if you're feeling a little uncertain, congratulations for being human. What I would say is the best advice I could give for the inner game is to fortify your mindset the best way you can. Because if you had, in today's world, they call it imposter syndrome. If you had a little bit of imposter syndrome, at a recession, it's got a magnifying glass. If you had a little bit of self-doubt, if you were unsure about yourself, you were a little concerned, you didn't know if you could market it or really have a following or really tell your family that you want to do your own thing. If you had any hesitation over the last couple of years, I promise you, when the outside world tells you it's falling apart and the media gets even worse than it is today, and your conversation with your friends get even worse, I promise it'll have a magnifying glass on it. And that's when people sit on their hands and they kind of wait to see what happens. And maybe today, if you hear nothing else in this conversation, hear this. This is not a time to sit on your hands. It is not a time to freeze. It is not a time to think that someone else is going to fix this. You know, I say this half jokingly, Danielle, but some of you hate the last president and you're okay with the current one. And some of you like the last president and think the current one, if you live here in America, and the current one's okay. Some of you hate both. Some of you don't care. But the question is this: have any of them saved you? Have any of them come to fix you or fix your economy or help you start your business or give you strength or give you security? No, no one's coming to save us. It doesn't matter who this president is or the next one. It doesn't matter where you live. Nobody's coming to fix it. So if you know that it's all on us, that's number one. Number two is fortify your mind. I don't know what that is that makes you feel strong or feel like the woman that you're meant to be. I don't know if it's imagining the end of your life and picturing yourself not living into your full potential or running into the woman you could have been or seeing a video of the woman you could have been. I don't know if that inspires you. I don't know if you want to be a better version of yourself for the people you love, your children, your spouse, your partner. I don't know if you just know there's this burning desire inside of you that you know you're meant for more. I don't know what it is, but you know you're meant for more. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's listening to Danielle or listening to a podcast or an inspirational speaker or reading a book or praying to God. If there is something that ignites that fire in you that makes you feel optimistic, here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. A lot more of it. A lot more of it. Get a routine to find that inner fire, to find that inner strength, because it's going to get tougher. But here's the thing. When it gets tougher, the majority of people will sit on their hands and freeze. And it truly is a time where wealth, abundance, freedom is created. Google it. The most wealth is made during a recession. Some of the biggest companies in the world are created during a recession. And if you can find a way to be stronger and innovative, here's the whole piece of the inner game, and then I'll get to whatever we want to talk about, is in times like this, our brains will see more of what we are focused on. You know this to be true. Have you ever, Danielle, have you ever bought a car and you think, a white so-and-so, I don't see a lot of them. And then you buy the car and then there's a million of them on the road, right? You see them everywhere. It's like, oh my God.
All the time.
Right. Well, it's the same thing. If you let your mind slip into imposter syndrome, self-doubt, I'm not sure if this will work. Is this really for me? You will find articles. You will find conversations that reinforce that this won't work for you. It's the wrong time. But if you could fortify your mind and shift it to look for opportunity, that this is a time when everybody's going to be scared and I can go all in, that I can reach my full potential, then your brain will pick up on opportunities. You'll see where the world is going. You'll be able to get ahead of it. So, you know, we all have those two voices. You're crazy. Why would you quit your job? You're going to quit your career and move to America and do what? Like, And then there's the, I can do anything. I'm meant for more. I can do this. Those two voices are a millimeter apart. So I'm going to tell you, in times like this, do whatever it is to feed that inner strength, that inner amazing human that you are, and train your brain to look for opportunity.
I love that, because I think it's so, so important, because it also gives you back the power. So many people feel like, oh my goodness, an economic downturn. I am at the mercy of the economy. And I think that's what really stood out for me hearing us that. It's like, you're not. And most people will feel like they're at the mercy and then they won't do any action. But actually, imperfect action is better than anything. Keep moving, keep finding, keep changing your messaging, keep trying to move your business forward. And what I often talk about too is, I think that business is a lot of the time 80% mindset and 20% skill. You have to bring that skill set. But really, for me, business is about your ability to get back up when you fall down, your ability to try something again, even when the other things have failed, your ability to be like, okay, I put so much time and effort into this, and I now recognize I actually went the wrong direction and I still need to pivot. But yeah, successful entrepreneurs, they do pivot and they do change. And I think just what you're sharing there is just reinforcing that and giving that power back to every single one of us, going like, look, there is a recession coming. And this is actually a time that you don't just get to survive, you actually get to thrive.
Exactly. You know, Tony Robbins, who I know you got the chance to interview and got to meet, we all been blessed to be in the same room. He always says, business is a spiritual game. And that's his short definition of doing this for 45 years, to say just what you said. You know, when you first start in business, you think it's tactic and strategy and effort. And the more you're in business and the older you get, you realize it's all about mindset, right? When you first start in business, and here's some cool things I wish someone told me. You think, if I can get successful, my problems will go away. And then you get in business and you realize, no, my problems get bigger. I just have to get better at solving bigger problems. If I'm sitting at a table with 10 successful people, if I look around and look at the most successful person at the table, in my head, do you know what I say? She solves bigger problems than the rest of us.
Let's take a minute to talk about one of my favorite educational platforms, Masterclass. I have been referring back to this platform for years, and I love that you can simply log in and take inspirational classes from world-class coaches, no matter where you are. If you haven't explored Masterclass yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I think you'll really love what you see. One of the latest classes I tuned into was Anna Wintour's class on creativity and leadership. She takes you into her office as Vogue's editor-in-chief, and it was so inspiring to learn about her leadership style, team culture, and how she encourages creativity in her team. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. There are over 200 classes to choose from, with new classes added every month. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe, masterclass.com/bossbabe.
The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's 5-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything prepackaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
And then all of a sudden you have a different frame. You're not saying, I hope problems don't come to me. You go, no, no, no. Give me the big ones. I got the big ones. Because when you solve bigger problems, you get bigger end results. You saw, and that could be in relationships. Solving a bad relationship, whether that's fixing it or ending it, is a lot, but it gives you the opportunity for something amazing on the other side, right? So a couple of things I wished someone told me is solve bigger problems. Don't look for avoiding them. Look to handle them. And that goes right in line with what's coming with a recession or a shifting economy. Solve bigger problems. You will come out on the other side in a way that it's hard to imagine. You just can't let the outside world control you.
I love that. Solve bigger problems. Because I do think you're right. There's that tendency to be like, oh, I just wish if I had this, all my problems would go away. But your problems never go away. It's like never. You said, how you deal with them and how you face them and how you tackle them, you know, managing your stress, managing your emotions during that time is what actually counts. So we have a lot of entrepreneurs listening to this, and also people who want to be entrepreneurs. They're looking at starting businesses. And I think there's gonna be two types of people listening. They're gonna be like, okay, I have a business. How do I get through this point? And there's going to be other people listening. Well, I don't have a business. And now I definitely shouldn't start one because what a terrible time to start a business. But I would disagree and vice versa. So I want to hear yours. I want to hear your perspective on this.
Yeah. You know, this is a time, whether you're in business or ready to start one, to be an investigator, to really see where things are going. Now, I want you to really hear this. And I'm sorry if I say some cliche quotes. I use the Winston Churchill one, but I'm going to share one from Wayne Gretzky. I'm not a hockey fan, but he was, you know, one of the best hockey players of all times. And his best quote is when he was asked why he was so good at hockey, he said, everybody skates to where the puck is. He goes, over time, I learned to skate to where the puck was going.
Damn.
I know you've heard that before, but hear it right now. During a recession, everybody is running to where things are, but things are shifting. What we have to do is step back and say, where is the world going? How do I get in front of where the money is going? How do I get in front of where the people are going? Some industries are going to suffer. Others are going to exponentially grow. So if you're already in business, how do you adjust to be a part of an industry that can grow? Of course, I'm going to talk through the lens of the industry you're in, Danielle, and I'm in. The self-education industry, sharing what you know, helping people. And we'll talk more about that in a moment. How do you bolt a digital product, a course, a coaching program, a workshop, a mastermind, or something? How do you bolt on a digital product to a current business that you can sell that you don't have to pay to create? It's insanely valuable. You don't have to put it in a warehouse. You don't have to ship it. How do you bolt that on to a business that you already have? Because the margins are huge and it's an industry exponentially growing. If you don't have a business, investigate. It's why Tony and I do the challenges we do and things like that. And if it's not us, find someone, work with you guys. And if you're following these amazing ladies, you're learning from somebody who's doing what they're preaching, what they've done, right? Is I would consider looking and investigating being in the self-education industry, sharing what you know, teaching what you know, selling what you know. Here's a crazy stat. When I said, Wayne Gretzky said, skate to where the puck is going. Take this into consideration. I've been selling what I know in the self-education industry, courses, workshops, masterminds, books, ebooks for 25 years. Tony Robbins, my partner, has been doing it for 45 years. When we started, it wasn't that cool. It wasn't cool to say you had a coach or you bought a course. There was no internet. We couldn't do things like this. We couldn't find our ideal client through social media. We had to do infomercials and direct mail and you know, carrier pigeon. You know, it was a long time ago. But over time, think about this. Over time, all the way up to about 5 years ago, when Tony and I decided to start sharing what we've learned over our almost 70 years collectively together, this industry, the self-education industry, was at about $100 million a day industry. Right now, this industry is about $1 billion a day. It's almost at $340 billion a year. And if you Google it, it's heading towards, like they said, 2028, it'll be a $1 trillion a year industry. So what does that mean? Like, okay, I don't know if I could sell what I know. I'm not an expert. I don't have a following. I know all the things you might be thinking. But what does that mean when an industry, even though we might be going into an economic winter going down, right? They call an economic winter, the self-education industry is in its springtime. It's growing exponentially. My business isn't growing by 100%, or Danielle's business, or Tony Robbins, or Jenna Kutcher, or Marie Forleo. Businesses aren't going up by 100%. What it means is everyday people, just like you listening right now, are realizing that your life experience, the skill you know, the hobby, the passion, the divorce you went through and you're on the other side, the mess that can become your message, you have something somebody else would pay for. And it's new people coming into the industry, creating a course, a workshop, a weekend Zoom, a community, a mastermind. It's regular people saying, I'm going to enter an industry where I could sell what I know. How do I do it? And that's really the part. I mean, listen, I'm looking, these are my glasses. I've been teaching self-education and been in it for 25 years. But wow, what an amazing time. What an amazing opportunity to just investigate and see, can I be a coach? Can I be an influencer? Can I have a podcast? Do I write an ebook? And I just think whether you have a business, you need to bolt that part on. And if you don't, it should be the thing you're looking into.
Yeah. And I think what's also a really good perspective to hear it from you and I, Dean, is that you came from real estate initially and I was a chiropractor. And to set up a chiropractic business is a brick and mortar. So then you need investment. You need to be able to pay your rent. You're paying your water. There's so many overheads before you can even make any money. And what the beauty is, and the same with real estate, right? You have to have that upfront capital. Whereas what's so beautiful about the education industry is actually that barrier to entry can be for anybody as long as you are willing to invest in your own mind. And I always say the greatest investment you can ever make is actually into your own mind and your brain, because that return for me has been absolutely everything. Yeah. And I think it's just really important to recognize right from this get-go, if you're hearing to yourself, oh, I couldn't possibly do that, it's okay for them, X, Y, and Z. Both Dean and I completely pivoted our careers into this industry. And, you know, have made good success of it because we've also been teaching other people how to do exactly the same. And like you said, Dean, you can be teaching in all kinds of subjects. Like there was a lady teaching, actually she had a divorce community that I discovered. I was like, wait, what? I didn't even know this was a thing. Or there's communities around being mothers. Like it doesn't even need to be around business. Just as you spoke about that inner game, anyone really listening to this, if you've caught yourself thinking at any point going, you know what? I couldn't possibly do that, it's okay for them, I want you to notice that, because what I've really understood is that your thoughts create your feelings, which create your actions. And if you can stop that thought and go, oh, you know what? Dean and Danielle didn't really know what they were doing when they first got into this. From so many people, your thoughts and your feelings now create better actions and you actually can take action on this. And, you know, Dean, I don't know your full journey, but I actually added on the education side to my chiropractic. Like I didn't stop. To me, it wasn't one or the other for me. And I think as we head into economic like winter, as Tony says, and you say, it's actually a great side hustle too. You don't even have to be like, oh my God, I have to do this full time. But I do think it's great to add in this profitable side of a business to anything you're doing, whether you have an existing business or whether you have a full-time job that you're like, you know what? I don't know how secure I am over here. Or I don't know. I really want a pay increase because I'm actually getting poorer because inflation's gone up. Yeah. And so adding these types of learning and investing in these types of courses so that you can educate and create other communities is really, really powerful.
Once a year, Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, which they consider the greatest investors of all time, get together and they do a yearly speech of, you know, they're sitting on $150 billion in cash. I mean, they kind of know what they're doing when it comes to investing, right? And they own pretty much all the companies from Geico to everything you see. Long story short, they do their yearly address. And they said, during a recession, during inflation, the two things you should do, and you said one of them, and number one is invest in yourself. Because they said, if you get better at what you do, even if it's a deflated dollar or Reichmarks or seashells, if you're better at what you do, you will command more of the pie. So number one, from the best investor in the world, arguably the greatest investor of all time, invest in yourself. And number two, he said, be a part of a business that doesn't cost, exactly what you said, doesn't cost so much to start and doesn't have high product costs. It has higher margins because if it costs a lot to get started, you could get destroyed. Or if your product cost goes up, your margins are gone, you're destroyed. So that's why this industry is so amazing. It's why Tony and I are doing a challenge on August 2nd to show people that you can get better at doing this by learning from other people. And then simultaneously, you get to sell, like I said before, your knowledge. I mean, what a great side business to help people through something you've been through and get paid to do it. And you could sell it over and over again and it doesn't cost you anything to deliver. And I think it's just such a great time because it's accepted. Everybody wants a coach or they want a course. It's where the world is going. My daughter's 15. When she goes to learn something, the first thing she does is go online and see if she can find a course. Or I mean, that's just, she's programmed to do that. That's the whole next generation. So I think it's just a perfect time in history to definitely at least explore it and see if it could be for you.
100%. I know that we obviously talk about this at Boss Babe as well, but you and Tony are doing like a 5-day education intensive. What, tell us about this, because I want to hear more. It sounds amazing.
Yeah, we're calling it the Time to Thrive Challenge. The only reason we call it a challenge is because we challenge people to show up. We challenge people to think outside the box. And every day we teach something to challenge you to stretch your mind, challenge you to look at things completely different than you've ever looked at things before. And we did it last year. We had almost 1 million people show up and it was one of the greatest events ever. It touched our heart. I think this is the last time we're doing it. We're calling it Time to Thrive because it's not a time to survive. It's not a time to sit on your hands. It's legit a time to thrive if you have the right capabilities. So what we're doing, if anything we share today, if you're like, I could never do that, I still think you should show up. If you have your own business and you never want to do this, you should still show up. Because over 5 days, and you've had Tony on your show, Tony on day one, it's unbelievable to get you in the right mindset heading into this shifting world. You want to feel unstoppable. You want to look for opportunity, not look for obstacles. You show up day one. It's Tony, myself, and Jenna Kutcher on day one. It is going to be an unbelievable day to show you what's possible. And that day one is really why this industry, why now, and the right mindset. Day two, if you ever thought to yourself, I'm not an expert. I wouldn't know what to sell. Who would pay me for what I know? We solve that on day two. We show you how to identify exactly what you should be offering. And should it be a course, a coaching program, a workshop, a Zoom call? By the end of day two, you'd be like, oh, I could do that. And then day three, we show you how to elegantly sell it through service so you don't feel like a cheesy salesperson. Day four, how to build an audience and a following, even if no one knows your name. And then day five, how it all comes together. And it's pretty magical. And it's not just something we throw together in a moment. Danielle, you know, because we've been friends for a while. We work on this almost all year. To be able to put 1 million people in a room and have amazing guests, our friend Glo Atonmo and Brendan Burchard and Russell Brunson. We even have Matthew McConaughey on day four, because I love his book, Green Lights, because he kind of entered our world. But the whole 5 days is stringed together to build upon itself. So at the end of the 5 days, you're going to see why this should be a side hustle. You should bolt it on like you did for the chiropractor agency, or this should be the thing that you start. We're really excited. It starts August 2nd, 11 o'clock. We're shooting for 1 million people. We're really working hard to get 1 million people and change lives around the world. So we hope you'll join us.
I'm sure you're going to do it. And we're going to put a link for anyone to register and join as well. But I think what's really comes through for me in all of this is, you know, I actually wrote some notes at the beginning, and it is about your inner game. And often the first step about working on your inner game is setting the intention to turn up to free events like this. There's been times in my life where I've had mentors and times where I've had therapists and times I've also done nothing at all. And I really notice those times when I'm not investing in my mind, it actually really shows up in, it's like the subtleties about how you talk to yourself or maybe yep. How you get stressed more easily. And I think this is really great practice that for me is underestimated by most people in the world. Like most people don't actually think about investing into themselves as an adult. They'll go up the career ladder or they'll do their things in business. But like, what are you actually doing for you? And what are you actually doing that supports your mindset? And how are you as an adult learning? And I think that's one of my biggest takeaways is always seeing that actually making time to learn is an investment in myself and therefore an investment into my future wealth creation, because you don't know what you don't know. Sometimes it's easy to feel inspired. Sometimes you can just fall and you're just like, oh, I just don't feel any inspiration at all right now. And I just want to point that out for anyone listening, because I think it's very easy to like look at other people and be like, oh yeah, they can do it. And I'm sure, you know, it just comes easy to them, but it doesn't. It's literally like going to the gym. I'm like, I actually have to think about it that way. I have to flex my mind, think about how I strengthen it all the time. What am I listening to? and be conscious. Like there's certain programs or TV shows I refuse to watch because I'm like, that's not going to be good for my psyche. Like, I know I'm going to feel really bad. And I think when we all get a little bit more conscious about, you know, how we're spending our time and who we're listening to, that's actually when you see this kind of positive ripple effect that you don't even notice at the time. I think about the biggest decisions that I've made in my life were not actually the biggest decisions. They were the littlest. So what's really, really funny is like how I even entered this space was deciding to go to a Brendon Burchard event, which was gifted to me for free. That wasn't a big decision at that point in my life. But then that ripple effect of discovering and founding Boss Babe with Natalie and then everything that's become from that, I just think sometimes people underestimate the little decisions like, oh, just a 5-day thing for free. I can watch them from my home. Probably not going to turn up to that versus, oh, a 5-day thing for free. Yeah, maybe I'll make some time. You don't know where that leaves you in a year time. Underestimate actually the difference of that 5-day investment and the ripple effect, the positive ripple effect that that can actually have on your life.
You bring up such a good point. How many times in your life have you paused, hesitated, looked away, and it was like the train went down the tracks, and then you had that regret of like, what stopped me? How come I didn't jump in? Why didn't I follow my dreams? Why didn't I go talk to him? Or why didn't I start the business? Or why didn't I talk to her about partnerships? And when it's gone, you regret it in the moment. That's so important because we've had these little things that have stopped us and tripped us up before. And I think a great perspective would be this, and I don't say this to for any other reason except it's true. If you take someone like Brendon Burchard, who's going to share on day 3, right? Brendon gets $150,000 to go speak on stage for an hour and a half. Tony gets $350,000 to go speak on stage. Jenna's in such high demand right now with her book being the number one book or marketing podcast, the number one podcast, right? You got Glow Atonmo. We got Matthew McConaughey coming to play full out. If you see the lineup of people that we have coming to serve you, in your head, you should put a value on it as if you paid $5,000. Because when you pay attention. If you got a check, if right now I did a call to action and said, you should show up at this event, it's only $997. The link is below. If you paid the $997, you'd be there with bells on and you would value it $1,000. If you paid $5,000, you would value it at $5,000. But maybe the value could be what Danielle said. The value is the thought of missing out on the opportunity to course correct, to live into your full potential, to maybe find another layer, another level that lives inside of you. This is the last quote, I promise you. But Dale Carnegie said that this stuck with me a decade ago, is the biggest plight of the human race is knowing you have more potential, but you're not utilizing it. What if this is the thing that helps unlock that next level of potential in your life? So I'd encourage you to not only attend, not only sign up, and I have a link, thrive320.com. And I know Danielle is going to put a link below. Yeah. Thrive320.com. Go register, see all the amazing people that are coming. And then what I would do, I would take that link and send it to a friend and have an accountability partner go through it with you. Call each other when you're done. Say, let's Zoom as soon as we're done and tell me what's your big takeaway. What did Tony say? What did Jenna say? What did Glow say? What did Lisa say? Right? Anchor this in with each other and give it the value it deserves. We're putting a lot of time, effort, and energy in it. It's going to be transformational. And Danielle, I appreciate you so much. I appreciate all you're doing. I appreciate your friendship and all you do for women entrepreneurs all around the world. You guys are doing an amazing thing.
Well, I appreciate your wise old man words. No, I'm joking. No, all seriousness, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing this perspective because it is scary for so many. And it's kind of like, hang on a minute, I've not been here before. Like, how do I deal with this? And there is that tendency to sit on the hands and panic, just like you rightfully said. And I think the words that you shared here were so reaffirming and motivating that, like, work on your inner game and you've got this. And a great step to doing that is showing up. It starts 2nd of August, runs the 5 days. And like you just said, like, Jenna, you can't even pay her to speak on this. She's priceless at the minute. She's like, no, I'm not interested. So like, take this opportunity to listen to Brendon, to listen to Dean, to listen to Tony, to listen to Jenna, to listen to Glow, because there are wise people that will help you on your inner game. And they're not only help you on your inner game, but they'll also really help you with the strategy and the next steps, which is really invaluable in itself. So thank you again so much, Dean. Like, you always deliver. I was so excited to have you back on. And I was like, hang on a minute, who do I ring and ask to come and talk on this topic. And you were like front and center of my mind. So I really appreciate you. And like you said, we'll put links in the podcast description as well, because I know lots of people are probably now going to be like, right, I'm there. I'm going to invest in myself. I'm not going to get caught up. I'm going to thrive in this recession, not survive. So thank you, Dean, for giving us so much value today.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode on the Boss Babe podcast, then I'd absolutely love it if you leave us a review. As a thank you, we'll send you our Side Hustle Success Kit, your simple, no BS guide to keeping track of everything that you need to do to start and grow your business. To access this freebie, all you need to do is leave us a review, then share a screenshot of your review with contact@bossbabe.com, and we'll send this must-have kit straight to your inbox.